confirmations. Amen. Because God's trying to take us somewhere. God's trying to do something. And God's trying to prove something to us. Amen. Praise God. Psalm the 91st chapter. Beautiful passage of scripture. Amen. And I want to read it today to your hearing. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Thank God He's able to deliver us from the noisome pestilence, that bugging pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. All because you've done this. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lad, a lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. 14, because He hath set His love upon thee, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. You'll notice that in the portion of the reading that it changed from the psalmist speaking to all of a sudden the Lord speaking. We're going to call on him and he's going to answer. He's going to be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. He's going to give us long life and he's going to satisfy and show us his salvation. But it all is with that first verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I feel the Almighty's presence in this place this morning. Amen. Would you put your Bibles down if you can? And I want you right now just to close your eyes and feel with me the presence of the Lord. God, you're right here in this room today, God, to minister. You're here to prove. You're here to bless. God, you're here, God, to give us what we can't get on our own. We look to you and we open our hearts to you today, Jesus. We thank you for the beauty and the power of your righteousness, oh God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your wonders and your ways, oh Lord. I love you, Lord, and I'm so glad, Lord, for your presence this morning. So blessed today, God, to feel your touch, Lord, and to be in that place with you, God, that you can minister and do what only you can do today. We give you praise and we thank you today for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody say amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. The secret place. Secret place of the Most High. Secret place of the Most High. You know how beautiful it is whenever we're able to slip into the presence of the Lord. There is something that happens. When you get into the presence of the Lord, things change, don't it? There is a change and a transformation. In fact, in that secret place of the Most High, there's what I call a holy reset. A holy reset. What are you talking about, reset? Well, you ever had to reset your phone? Have you ever had to reset something and retune something? And something happens, you put it back in order. In the presence of God, there is a holy reset. There's a strengthening that God gives. Amen. A stability. Amen. And God puts us back where we need to be in his presence. Amen. It's kind of like the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. Being brought and placed back in its place. A holy reset. And when the God of glory, amen, allows you to enter into his spirit in this, the realm of what we call that secret place. For you, there is a holy reset. Amen. Oh, how beautiful it is. And you know it as well as myself. When there's a holy reset, it's going to upset some things. Amen. Hallelujah. That's okay. I'd rather have some things upset today. Amen. I want a holy reset. How about you? I want the presence of the Almighty God. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, somebody ought to say it, there is liberty. Amen. Friend, you can't buy liberty. Amen. You can't get liberty from anything else. You can't educate yourself into liberty. Amen. But it takes the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. Praise God. How wonderful when the devil and his plans get upset. When you're reset, your spirit, your soul with the Almighty God. When there's a holy reset, sinfulness and corruption and lifestyles of sin all have to be reset because they get upset. They're pushed away because there's no longer room for them in your life. The things and the priorities of all these things, amen, don't matter anymore when you get in the presence of the Lord. Isn't it beautiful that God can start working on you when you get in that holy place with him, in that secret place? Amen. And all, I want to just say this today. How great it is to watch the glory of God. Amen. In the presence of Jehovah, things start happening. Amen. Troubles just start vanishing. Amen. Problems start beginning to resolve in the presence of the Almighty God. Amen. This morning, God wants you to enter into that holy place, that secret place with him. Amen. And I believe today, God, in that secret place, there's accessibility today for you. It's not a closed off hard place to get into when we really hunger for the things of God and thirst for the things of God. I wonder if there's somebody really hungry today for God. You're really needing something in your soul today. But friend, you may be in need, but until you get to that place where you desire God above everything else, you'll stay in your need. But there's an accessibility. You see, the veil was ripped from top to bottom when Jesus died on the cross. Amen. To give you access to get to that secret place. How beautiful it is to push away, amen, all the different problems of life and get in the presence of God. This is not a physical location, but oh, it's a position. Hear me. Amen, boy. Amen. I don't like the quietness in this place today. I believe the believer ought to be responding to the Almighty God this morning in this place and say, God, position me in your secret place. God, put me right there up in your throne room. God, let your glory, your power, amen, oh, let it dwell today in my life. I need a holy reset today. Amen. Oh, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. Oh, I find that brings me to the next point. Amen. In the secret place, amen, something starts happening. Something starts generating. There's a transformation. Amen. There is a beauty that comes alive. Amen. In an ugly world, in an ugly life, in a horrible situation. I'm thankful today that God has beauty for your life. He's beautiful for situation. The God of Zion today. And if we would just let God be God this morning, amen, God would do things for you that you've never dreamed or never, ever, ever thought that he could do for you. But you got to get to that secret place with him this morning. as he tries to draw, tries to get your attention this morning. How beautiful. In order to get to that secret place, you've got to learn to yield yourself. And I find the results of yielding to the Holy Ghost, the yielded here are shielded. Think with me. He that dwelleth in that secret place abides under the shadow of his wings. They're shielded in the fullness of God. His power, his love, who he is there. As we yield to him. But it can't come. God does not feel till you yield. Hallelujah. That's the reason why we teach people when you lift your hands, you open your heart. It's making a big funnel right to your heart saying, God, I need you. Pour yourself in me. Amen. This morning, I wonder if somebody would lift their hands to the Almighty God. And would you ask God this morning in this place, Lord, feel me, Lord God. I just don't want to be an audience today. I just want to come to the house and hear somebody talk about it. But I want it to happen in my life. I want your spirit in operation. I want your glory and work and power in my soul, God. I want to be yielded as a vessel that you could fill my life, Lord, that I could be shielded in your glory. Hallelujah. In fact, let's stand, lift our hands. Amen. I feel like you get too comfortable on Sunday mornings where, amen, you start sitting back on God. And God is still important on Sunday morning, just like a Sunday night. Amen. Come on, this is a house of God. This is an opportunity you may not have anymore. Amen. Lift your voice, lift your hand, and open your heart to God. I want to yield to you, Jesus. Help me to honor you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I praise you and I worship you, Jesus. In your presence there's fullness of joy. My God. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. The yield is very important. How you yield to the Holy Ghost. You see, when you yield, you're waiting on God, but that waiting is anticipating and yearning, and there is a sensitivity that you have. Some people yield to God, they have to close their eyes, to shut off everything around them. They have to reach from inside their heart to yield to the Almighty God. The problem I find in this generation, in this hour, is people are so entertained. And they want to be entertained in church that they have lost the art of yielding to the Holy Ghost. Amen, folks. We better learn to yield. Amen, to the Spirit of God. Amen. You need to put your brakes on and you need to just pause just a moment and say, God, I need you to have the right of way today, right in my heart. I need you, Lord Jesus, right here in my soul. Amen. How many today in the house of God, you need a holy reset? You need the glory of God. Amen. You're going through things that your life, amen, that needs the attention of the Almighty God. You can't get it by entertainment, but you can by yielding to the Holy Ghost. The yield, those that yield are shielded, the scripture says, under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty God. That sheltering, there's something about it when you get in the presence of God. Amen. It pulls you away from all the enemy things. The arrow of the enemy. The hand of the enemy. Amen. The voice of the enemy may be loud, but I'm thankful that I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Let the storm rage high. Let the strong winds blow. Amen. I'm thankful for the sheltering of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Under the wings of the Almighty God. That secret place. Not only there, amen, is that yield and that shielding of God, amen, but something starts happening in the presence of the Almighty God. Amen. It's a place of exchange and change. Exchange and change. Today, amen, it's just like the tabernacle. Amen. Back in the wilderness, amen, when the priest went into that holy of holiest beyond the veil, it was a place where the glory, the Shekinah of God fell. It was a place where the Ark of the Covenant was. Amen. The place where the glory of God dwell. Amen. Hear me today. That secret place is bidding and calling for somebody and trying to draw you in. But until you yield, you'll never find the glory of God. How beautiful. It's a place of exchange and change. It's a place where you go before the throne room and there's a mutualness. As you're giving your worship to God, God starts giving back and there's an exchange. God says, give me that burden you've been carrying, that hardship in your life, that hurt that you have on the inside, that weariness that you have. Amen. Somebody needs a holy reset today. Amen. I'm telling you, it comes when there's an exchange. Amen. Are you willing to give it to God? Are you willing to give yourself to God? Are you willing to take your eyes and your focus off your problems, off the winds and the waves, and look to the master today? Would you give God that exchange? You yield and give to him. You, and I want to say, in the moment that you start exchanging and giving God that honor, that praise, there comes a transformation, a change that starts happening, a glory that starts lifting and working, amen, to the hearts of somebody today. Amen. How many needs that transformation? Amen. That completion on the inside of you. Amen. It comes and it's worth it, saint of God. Amen. When there's the glory of God, I want to do more than encounter the glory of God, but I want a holy reset. I want the holiness and the presence of God, amen, to do a work to change me. Amen. I want to be ready for the Spirit of God, but I want to be ready for eternity. I need a holy reset today. Amen. Oh, friend, in this house, amen, I feel the Lord is giving, amen, those that yield an opportunity to come boldly before his throne. But you got to yield. You got to seek him. You got to press your way. You got to be willing to give in exchange. The door's still open. The veil is still ripped. The promises is still true. And we're thankful that the Holy Ghost is still powerful. To many, Holy Ghost has just begun to be reduced down to just a feeling. The Holy Ghost is reduced down to just an experience. The Holy Ghost is just reduced down to just something that you had and you feel, oh, I got the Holy Ghost. But friend, there's something different when the Holy Ghost has you. Even when the Spirit of the Lord is operating in your life and God gives you a holy reset, God to change your walk, God to change your talk, and God to change your ways. Amen. When you go before the presence of God, the God of Pentecost is still here today. I said the God of Pentecost is still here today. Amen. Hallelujah. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, yielding to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. The God of promise is still the God of promise. He's still the God of provision. Remember, the maker of promises is also the fulfiller of promises today. And as the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were sitting and the Holy Ghost fell. Yeah, they spoke with other tongues. You need to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God give the utterance. But you need to let God be God in your life and let him give you that holy reset. The beauty and the presence of God will change you. But some people don't want to change. Some people don't want their little lives upset. But when you get in the holy presence of God and you have a holy reset, God will upset your life. Even the things in your plans, your ambition, your bucket list goes down the tube. Amen. When the Holy Ghost takes priority in your life. Some of you are more worried about your bucket list than your soul. Hear me? I'm preaching to saints today that know the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm preaching to people that know the beauty of God and have tasted of this. Amen. But the world seems to have their offer. Amen. The world seems to have its ways. But this morning, I want to remind the saints of the living God. Amen. That God is still God. Amen. But he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Amen. He that comes to him, there's a holy reset. There's a glory that God gives today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah prophesied in 28 of Isaiah. He said to whom? He said, this is the rest and the refreshing that you may cause the weary to rest. But you know what the Bible goes on to say? But yet they would not hear. They would not hear. They would not tune. They heard. It's kind of like your teenager. They hear you. But they're not tuned. I don't want to just hear God today. I want to tune in. I want to be yielding to the presence of the Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's been a while since somebody broke through in the Holy Ghost. We're not getting younger. We're not getting further away from the mark, but we're getting closer to the end of our lives. We get closer to the coming of the Lord. And if there's ever a time that you need a reset, amen, the priorities, a reset of your life, is this morning while I'm preaching and teaching and reaching, amen, as a shepherd. Hallelujah. Won't you close your eyes right now and reach to God? Somebody needs to yield over to the Almighty God. It's been a long time since you've been in that secret place. Since God started letting even his glory fill your cup. Amen. And all the other things that's been your cups are drowned out and washed out. Amen. Because there's no room for everything else in God. Amen. God start taking precedent again. And God can work on you and work through you. But you got to learn to yield, friend. You got to learn to yield to the Almighty God. Somebody needs to say, God, your will, not mine. Somebody needs to say yes to God this morning in this house. Hallelujah. You need a holy reset. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This altar is open right now. Hallelujah. I need somebody to slip out of your chair and say, God, I can't stand it any longer. I can't wait till tomorrow. I can't wait to another service. Amen. When you, God, are here, you're the promise keeper. You're the way maker, Lord. I need you. Hallelujah. Amen. Won't you get to a place with us this morning? Amen. And yield yourself. Come on, yield yourself. Say to God, the beauty of God is in this place for you. The promise of God is for you today. God's been waiting and God's been wanting to do it. God wants you to break through. Amen. God wants you to get to that place. Amen. Where every resistance, every wall, every feeling that you had, amen, everything that has been congealed in your heart will melt away in the presence of Jehovah. Amen. Come on, the problems will just start falling away. Amen. Oh, God, I give you glory. God, I give you unction. God, I give you power. God, I give you himself as the gift. In the presence of the Almighty. Come on, get in that secret place. Come on, get in that secret place, sister. How beautiful it is for your life. It's worth it. It's worth it when there is a reset. God will be your priority again. The cause of God for your life would be a priority. Hallelujah. Come on, Lamb of God. Come on, little lamb today. Come to your shepherd. Little lamb today. Life has come against you pretty rough and tough. But the shepherd's here. The God of heaven's here. Hallelujah. Would you let him draw you to him? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your voice, lift your heart, lift your hands. Amen. Somebody needs to be specific and say, God, I need you. I need a holy reset this morning. Hallelujah.
Take me to the holy place.
Take me to that place, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord,
come on, sister. Come on, brother.
At your throne,
you don't belong outside.
Of grace.
You don't belong to this world.
In your
come on, His grace has been on your life.
Sweet.
His mercy has been on your life.
I kneel at
come to Him.
Feet.
Come on, there's a place at
take
the table for
me
you.
To
there's a secret place for you to dwell.
Holy place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Take me to the holy
Hallelujah.
Place.
Come on, spend some time right here. Amen. Push
Lord,
aside all these things. Push aside all these distractions.
Of grace.
Hallelujah. Holy reset today. It's what
in
God wants to give.
Your presence so sweet. Lord, I kneel at your feet.
Come on, He's a God of new
take
beginnings.
Me to
even when you've been full of failures, you've repeated failures and repeated habits, fall back in ruts. Come on, He's a God of new beginnings today. He's a refreshing God. He's a strength giver.
Lord, I bow at your throne of grace.
Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes.
In your presence, so sweet. Lord, I kneel at your feet. Take me to the holy place, Jesus. Take me to the holy place.
Come on, somebody get a taste. Come on, get a taste. Get a taste of His glory. Come on, taste and see of His goodness today. Hallelujah.
So sweet.
Oh, come on, child of God.
Lord, I kneel
come on, child
at
of God.
Feet. Take me to
the
holy place.
My Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus.
Take me to
take me to that place.
The holy place. Lord, I
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
At your throne.
Come on, can God have your worship? Can God have your affection? Can God have your worship today? Can God have your love right now? Your admiration. Come on, somebody needs to adore the Lord. Come on, adore Him. He's been waiting on you to do that. Come on, honor Him. Can He have your honor?
Take me to the holy place. Lord, I bow at your throne of grace. In your presence so sweet.
Hallelujah. Ignite it in us, O Lord.
Lord, I kneel at your feet.
Rekindle the flame, Lord, of desire, Lord Jesus. Holy God of heaven, I worship you.
Holy place. In your presence.
God, we seek you. We believe you. Come on, let the master work on you.
I find everything, everything.
Come on, it only takes a moment in His glory for Him to change everything. One moment in His presence, He will reset everything for you.
In your presence, no other place I'd rather be. Than in your presence, in your presence, I find everything I need. When I am sitting at your feet, in your presence, Jesus, I'm here. In your
come on,
presence.
Let His light, come on, let His lamp burn in you. Oh, let the glory of the Holy Ghost this morning lead you.
I'd rather be
my God, my God, my God, my God. In your presence, oh Lord, let it be done.
Come on,
tremble at the beauty of the Lord flow to you.
Everything, all that I
somebody
need
needs to let God restore the joy. Oh, let him restore your joy, presence, your desires. Let him reset your love for him.
Presence. No other place I'd rather be. Presence, Jesus. Presence, I can find everything, all I need if I seek and I stay at your feet in your presence. In your presence, no other place I'd rather be. Than in your presence, Jesus, I seek your face, Lord. God, I come today, I seek your face, Jesus. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord.
Come on, saint of God. In his presence, there's fullness of joy.
In your presence. In your presence. No. Place I'd rather be. God, with my whole heart I seek your presence. In your presence, Jesus, everything, Lord. God, I want you, Jesus. I want you, Lord. I find everything, all I need, it's sitting at your feet. In your presence. In your presence. Place I'd rather be than in your presence, Jesus. God, I seek you with my whole heart, Lord. My whole heart, Lord. I can find everything, all I need, sitting at your feet in your presence. In your presence. Place I'd rather be than in your presence. In your presence, you can find everything. You can find what you need sitting at his feet. In your presence, Jesus. In your presence. Other place I'd rather be, surround me, oh Lord, surround me, oh Lord, surround me, oh Lord. Fill this place. Let there be glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor. Honor to him. We love you, Jesus. Let there be glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor. Honor to him. Let there be glory and honor to Jesus. God, we come to love you this morning. We want you, Jesus. Glory, glory, Lord, let there be honor. Glory and honor to Him. Let there be glory and honor to Jesus. God, that comes when I give you my best. I want to give you all the glory this morning, Lord. I want to focus on you today. Glory and honor. Glory and honor to Him. Let there be glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor. Glory and honor to Him. Good, you're so good. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. All to Thee.